go. How's it going?
It's going. It's going. Awesome.
Good to see you.
It's good to see you. Okay, so I have a question that I've been working through regarding a lot of the boundaries and all of the stuff that we're sort of talking about. One of the things that I struggle with is friendships and developing intimate, deep relationships just in general. And what I'm struggling with is I feel like I question my gut a lot. Like I get hurt by someone and then I start to try to question, okay, well, do I have a right to be like, do I have a right to be hurt? Is this person yes. like not good for me?
The answer is yes. You have a right to feel whatever you feel. Just so we're clear about that.
Thank you. But I don't even know if I'm articulating it right, but I start to question because I don't really feel like I have a good sense of my gut instinct and trusting my gut when it comes to personal relationships, because it's always been such a struggle for me. So when I get hurt or I feel like I have my boundaries have been crossed or have been violated in some kind of way, I start to question, well, is this, am I making too big of a deal of it? Am I being dramatic? Am I being too much? Or is this my gut telling me that this is no longer a relationship that serves me and I deserve better, I deserve deeper, I deserve better connection? So I'm like struggling with the difference of, is this my gut showing me, okay, these are old relationships based on old patterns that no longer serve you, and now it's time to turn the page, clear the slate, and get into a new room? Or are you just completely overly sensitive and is this triggers? Like I don't know the difference between, am I making sense?
Yeah, totally. I think there might be an answer that you haven't thought of.
Okay.
So.
Oh, glad you picked me that.
Well, I picked you because you raised your hand. So.
Yeah. So glad I raised my hand.
Yeah. Okay. So I'm going to try to make this very simple. Okay.
Okay.
Each person has explicit and implicit traits, meaning expressed or unexpressed.
Okay.
Basically, conscious, unconscious, also.
Unconscious. Okay.
Okay. But also expressed and not expressed. Both.
Yeah.
Okay. Our goal in this work is to make what's implicit and unconscious explicit and conscious.
Okay.
That's the basic goal. Okay.
Yes.
The purpose of relationships is for that to happen.
Okay.
And so what we want to develop the capacity to do is to have a friend, partner, whoever, coach, whatever, where we can go and make our unconscious explicit stuff explicit. And now it's out, it's all disorganized. Now we want to start to sort it.
Okay. Right?
So for example, if you get hurt by somebody, one, however you respond is how you should be responding.
Okay.
Right. It's based on your set point right now. So that makes sense. But ideally, we have relationships where you can go to somebody and say, hey, that really hurt. And then they go, okay, tell me more. So that when you can express, and maybe you say it in a way that's not even that regulating for them, right? They have the capacity to go, oh, wow, this is, I care about this. Let me just orient myself here and do some listening, right? Because it's about her, not about me. Now, I may have done something that hurt her, but ultimately that trigger is like way before me, right? Like, trust me, you can get triggered in lots of relationships. And the thing is, you probably want to do the work in these relationships, because if all you do is, if your solution is, let me get rid of these people and get new people, it's the same you, same patterns will show up. It's not about changing the outside world necessarily or your people. It's about changing your relationship to them and doing that work. Because trust me, you can date the same person in different shoes. You can repeat your history.
Yeah, I've done that.
You can go to Bali, Maui, Rome. You do a whole eat, pray, love journey. And if you don't like actually change your nervous system, you're going to find the same people in every location.
Okay.
And you'll cue people to show up for you in certain ways. What people meet our expectations sometimes. Like, we cue them to abandon us. We set them up to do those things many times. So we want to be able to create a context where you can share what's coming up for you. And the mutual understanding is the purpose of our communication right now is not to assign blame. The purpose of our communication right now is for us to understand the insides. Whether or not it's correct is not the question. The question is whether or not it's expressed.
Well, what if the friends that I have had in my life, like what if they're not the kind of people I feel even remotely comfortable with sharing how I feel?
Well, it depends on the situation, but I like to give people the benefit of the doubt, right? You might not feel comfortable because of them or because of you, but if we're going to give people the benefit of the doubt and you're in a generally safe environment, what I would recommend is to let them know, you know, there's things I want to tell you that I just don't feel safe telling you. And I wish I did.
Okay. Yeah. I feel that.
And then some people would be like, what? Okay. Probably. Okay. Not a good example. But if someone's like, oh my God, what? It's like, yeah, I'm like scared to tell you certain things. Right. Yeah. What you're doing is you're acknowledging your state without disclosing the information. And that's the beginnings of making the implicit explicit.
That's interesting. Okay. That's interesting. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. I'm with that.
Right. And then what you do is see, as you start to assert yourself and show up different, I think unless you're in abusive situations, right? Like we're taking that off the table, right? Yeah, if you're in abusive situations, get out safely fast. Right. But other than that, going on a journey like this is you're changing the rules. You're changing your own rules, which means by default, you're changing the rules of your relationships. And so I think it's important to give people the benefit of the doubt and give them a chance to show up differently. And part of the change, that building healthy relationships part, is to get a real good understanding of what is their capacity? What's their actual capacity to be with the real me? Because honestly, up until now, I haven't had the capacity to be with the real me. So how can I expect anybody else to have that capacity?
Well, so regarding that, I sort of have like a second question regarding like the capacity. So one of the things I'm realizing, like I just got back, last week I was in New York visiting my family, which is clearly very triggering. And I was able to help. I was able to stay regulated and hold space. And I had many disconfirming experiences there, but one of the biggest, like, so with my brother, he and I have not had a relationship in like our entire lives. We didn't speak at all for like 7 years. So just to make a long story short, without having to go into too much detail, I've in the past few months, like backed away and just say, okay, he doesn't have the capacity for this. And I'm just going to give him the space. And it's weird because as soon as I did, he not only invited me to dinner, but he invited me to a meeting where he was speaking about making amends, which to me was like an incredible breakthrough. Because if you had asked me a year ago, would my brother ask me to be in a meeting? Like never in a million years would that happen. And then all of a sudden, like I gave him space. Like I'm getting teary eyed thinking about it because it was so incredibly powerful, but it's like, I gave the space, like I gave him space and didn't try so hard. And then all of a sudden I got what I was asking for. So to me, that's just so like wild, like, because I think part of my struggle is that I've been trying way too, in every relationship, no matter which one it is, I've been trying way too hard. Like, and I mean, maybe that's that's interesting. Until I just said it out loud.
So what you're saying, let me translate. You have a high negativity threshold for self-abandonment in relationships.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You just described me to a T. Yes. I can take so much. Yes.
Right. So it's about taking less.
Yeah.
And believe it or not, you don't have to work so hard to get so much. I'm not saying you have to work hard, but there's a difference between working hard and like, just being busy or just expending energy.
Yes. Yeah.
Does that make sense?
I think so. Yeah. Like I feel like I've been kind of spinning my wheels my whole life with a lot of relationships where if I had just completely surrendered and let go and just trusted that what will be and focused on the internal work as opposed to the external.
here's what I'll tell you. Minus your children, if you can't live with without somebody, you will set parts of yourself aside.
Yeah.
Right? You have to be, in a way, oriented to be willing to lose somebody at the expense of expressing yourself. Like, if expressing yourself is going to make somebody leave you, sayonara.
Yeah, see ya. Right.
Right? And, like, you're not going to get it right. Like, my best friend, right? We had some shit come up together. And he asked for space. And I was like, all right, whatever. I'll give you space. 4 years, he went by. Wow. He almost, like, he was, like, dead to me in my head almost, even though he was still alive, right? And eventually he called. And we totally repaired. And the work he did in between then and now, and the work I did between then and now, was so necessary for us to do by ourselves, right? Like, we didn't have it.
Rupture and repair. So this... Yeah. What I'm talking about with my brother, like, this is an example of rupture and repair.
Exactly.
I just and, a rupture and repair. Oh my God. Okay.
Yeah.
That's
a little bit. And then, you know, you do it, you do it again, you build more capacity. That's right. Look at me. Yeah. I get more positive self-image. Exactly.
Right. Okay.
Right. And
okay,
then you're like, I don't want to be with people who can't do that.
Yeah. Now I have something to go back to, because now I kind of understand. Okay. It's helpful, because I've heard you say rupture and repair before, but I didn't really, I think, know, like, feel what it meant until this. And now I get it. Okay.
Great job.
Yeah, this is exciting.
Great job, seriously. Yay. I'm so happy for you. Hey, it's Mastin. Thank you so much for listening to the podcast today. And before we wrap up, if you found value in this, one of the best ways to get this trauma-informed information to the world, if that's something that you want to do and to be a part of, spreading the word, I would be so very grateful if you could leave a review on Apple or Spotify podcasts so that you can review this, and hopefully it's a good review, but please leave an honest review. And especially if you want to leave a 5-star review, I would be super stoked on that. But of course, just make it honest. But my goal is to share more trauma-informed information with the world, and I need your help to spread this information, and reviews matter. So if you feel called to do that, we'd very much appreciate it. If you got value from this episode and from this podcast, we'd very much appreciate it. And thank you so much for hearing me out. And if you feel called, please leave a review on Apple or Spotify, and we'll see you in the next episode.